This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
quote,
ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, is the end timers, the filthy hippies. Leonard Ravenhill said, today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. We're going to be hitting that. It's one of my favorite, and with that said, we'll be getting to that in just a moment. Before we do, I wanted to highlight something that's on the Daily Caller today. We're finding that American gun owners have once again been reminded that the ultimate goal of U.S. gun control advocates is banning and confiscation. And I've been highlighting this, and I've been warning the American people as to this is what it's going to come to if you don't put a stop to it now. Either you deal with corrupt politicians and remove them and charge them, Article 2, Section 4, or else you're going to lose your rights. Don't talk about after the fact. When they go door to door and they take away your guns unlawfully, how you should have, when you should have, when you had the time to do it. You know what? Should have in one hand and a manure in the other one. Which one weighs more, friends? You need to redeem the time and understanding as to what's going on here today. And either, again, you're going to forfeit, friends, your rights to bear arms, read the Second Amendment before you do that, or else you're going to throw off corrupt politicians who are perverting the Constitution. It's that simple. It really is. There is no in-betweenites, one or the other, but you can rest assured this is exactly what it's about. How do you know that? Well, do you remember on March 21st, the New Zealand government issued an order in council that immediately reclassified certain commonly owned semi-automatic firearms as military-style semi-automatics, or the MSS. SAs, remember that? The order redefined the MSSAs in statute to include the following, and then it goes on identifying. For the sake of time, you can read the article if you so choose to do that. But I want you to understand what's behind all of this here in America. The actions announced today are the first step of the government's response, said Ardern, the prime minister there. We will continue, she said, to develop stronger and more effective licensing rules, giving government more power over their lives, storage requirements, and penalties for not complying with gun regulations. Friends, again, in America, keep in mind, all of this is nonsense here in America. But guess what? The politicians, the anti-gunners in America that are to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down, are actually rejoicing. As a matter of fact, listen carefully to the cheerleaders over radical confiscation policies over in New Zealand. Criminal Hillary Clinton, who is yet to be prosecuted by this setting president, tweeted her support for Ardern's confiscation measures, stating, under leadership, New Zealand has banned assault rifles and military-style semi-automatic weapons just 6 days after the Christchurch mosque attacks. She said public servants did not stop and offer thoughts and prayers. She said they chose to act. In 2015, Clinton expressed her support for Australia-style gun confiscation. If you pay attention, They always tell on themselves, friends. They always give you a warning as to what is coming up down the road. Senator Chris Murphy, of Connecticut tweeted out a video of Ardern's confiscation announcement, adding, "See, it's not that hard. This is in America, friends." Criminal communist Bernie Sanders from Vermont said, "This is what real action to stop gun violence looks like." But again, keep in mind, they have armed security detail around and across them, protecting them from the people that they're to serve. He said, "We must follow New Zealand's lead, take on the NRA, and ban the sale and distribution of assault weapons in the United States of America." Let me ask you a question, friends. Again, laying the question to you to lay to them, where did they derive that delegated authority to do so? They didn't. Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York tweeted, "Christchurch happened, and within days, New Zealand acted to get weapons of war out of the consumer's market. This is what leadership looks like." No, it is not what leadership looks like, because we don't have leaders in this country. We have no king but King Jesus. But I do want to show you what someone looks like that actually obeys the Constitution. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com in Colorado, we have a sheriff on unconstitutional red flag bill. He said, "I'll go to jail before I violate somebody constitutional rights." And why would he say that, friends? Because he said, "I swore to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution." But what are you listening to from the CIA-controlled lying propagandist, the mainstream media, friends? Well, they're tweeting out and they're sharing the information with you as to what Ocasio and Murphy and Sanders and Clinton, they're all unqualified criminals, friends. They're communists. They're anti-Americans. But they want to get that propaganda into your head and then into your heart. Now, listen, they can do whatever they want to do, when in fact, no, they can't. And what stands in stark contrast, friends, are the sheriffs across the United States of America. I just talked to one in Michigan a couple weeks ago, and I said, "So if that comes down that you are to confiscate, are you going to do so?" He said, "No, I will not, and neither will my departments." Friends, again, they want to put the fear of tyrants into your heart, not the fear of God. And it's time for you to stand up and put the fear of God into those that serve we the people, because, to be quite frank, I'm sick and tired of even hearing their propaganda conversations, friends, because that's exactly what it is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, sheriff on unconstitutional red flag bill. He said, "I'll go to jail before I violate somebody's constitutional rights." Friends, there's many videos out there of sheriffs across the United States of America saying that we will not enforce unconstitutional policies. They will not uphold unconstitutional policies. I didn't say every single one, but I will tell you this. If you have a sheriff that said he would do the biddings of a tyrant behind the players called representatives in the United States of America, friends, just keep in mind, you have the ability and the authority to remove every single one of them. Again, take the time to peruse the U.S. Constitution so you can understand. Again, read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, that we are the government in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull this up real quick. I want you to hear it verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning your God-given rights. If I can find it in front of me right now, I must have it in another room. Room here, friends, but I will go to the preamble, and I want you to hear this real quick. The preamble of the U.S. Constitution, and I want you to listen carefully, friends. Okay? You ready for this? "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, one nation under God," read the preambles, "establish justice." Okay? "We are the government. They work for us." Period. Be right back.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. P.S. Posted script. If you'd like to jump online at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know if you want to jump over on Facebook, BradleyDean.com. Bradley Dean on Facebook, Twitter, BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on Twitter. And if you'd like to jump over onto our video page, jump over to YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media. Several hundred videos. Friends, bringing about the result to America's issue if you're willing to stand up and act, period. Okay, faith without works is dead. Be not a hearer of the word only, deceiving yourself, friends. Be a doer of the word. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. And right on, he is and was. End timers, the filthy hippies. I was listening to somebody the other day talking about how they were at a conference and they had these national speakers, and that's all they do is speak. They do no more than talk. And they were just given a gloom and doom message, just talking about the signs of the times and there's nothing we can do about it and so on and so forth. I just got to tell you, friends, I despise them people. I really do. I despise them. Why? Because what they're telling you is not true. Let me explain. Leonard Ravenhill said, today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. And at the end of the day, today, that's exactly what it's all about. Have you ever noticed that the age demographic of them that promulgate, broadcast the end times message? Because for the most part, they're a bunch of stinky hippies from the 1960s that lost their hair now, and in some cases in the 70s, who have lost hope in God, a love for man, read 1 John 5:2 when you get a moment, as well as a love for their country. I mean, look at what their messages are, and you will understand exactly what I'm saying here. They are believers that just don't believe. Believe is a verb. It's an action word. okay? Also keep in mind, these hippies continuously magnify through their lack of love. Matthew 24:12 tells us that the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. Well, this is their message. These hippies, friends, talk much of love, but they know little of love. Matthew 15:8. They push fear, a fear of consequence of their dereliction of duty. 1 John 2:4. A fear of man in which paralyzes. I mean, how many people listen to these end times messages, and what they do is they go purchase themselves some bunker somewhere. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. These people that push the fear of consequence through man, friends, I want to tell you something. They're making millions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people. And I'm not talking about not being prepared. I'm not talking about preppers. But I am saying that, friends, there's a lot of these people that are scared to death, and they're paralyzed because of the message of gloom and doom. And again, this is exactly what these burnt hippies promulgate. A fear of man which paralyzes, and in the end is a snare. Remember in Proverbs 29, verse 25, the Bible tells us that the fear of man is a snare. In fact, it's a fear which they promote in which the Lord did not give. Because the Bible, again, tells us that the Lord did not give unto us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, found in 1 Timothy 1:7. These filthy hippies also continuously magnify lawlessness. Proverbs 28 verse 4 tells us that those that forsake the law praise the wicked. And it's exactly who they praise. They give their allegiance to, they give their obedience to, the wicked. And what is their message? There's nothing we can do about it. Got a friend named John Diamond. He's got a book out there called Appeal to Heaven. It's exactly right, friends. And the Bible also tells us, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And the man that trusteth in the Lord, friends, he's the one seeking the face of God. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Jeremiah 29:11-13. You know, as these hippies continuously magnify lawlessness, do you realize that they magnify crimes against God and man, which in fact merely expose their hate and rebellion towards God and man in messaging to the people that listen to their gloom and doom message, a blatant failure to love God enough to actually obey Him? I mean, John 14:21 tells us, He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth His commandments, he it is that loveth Me, and he that loveth Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest Myself unto him. Let's stick to the Word, friends, that we might not err. Okay? Remember, it is the church's obligation, friends, to deal. It's the church's obligation to deal with the wicked. When you look in Psalm 94:16, the Lord asks, who will stand up and fight for Me and deal with the workers of iniquity and keeping His commandments unto judgment and establishing peace? Deuteronomy 4:6 and Isaiah 51 verse 4. Again, we're talking about the end timers, these filthy hippies, and their message of gloom and doom. Hey folks, these hippies have in fact learned well from the world and the mainstream media in submitting to the wicked. As a matter of fact, in the world in which they have been commanded to come out from among, it tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:17 that you are to come out from among them, be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, the Lord says, and you will be My sons and My daughters, and I will walk, I will dwell among them. And also keep in mind that these are the same group of hippies, friends, that have convinced many in America to separate God's law from His love, when in fact love is the fulfilling of that law. How do you separate the two? You can't. Romans 13:10 tells us, love worketh no ill. It owes its brothers and sisters the truth. Also read Leviticus 19:17 when you get a moment. Going back to Romans 13:10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But might I remind you as well, it's these same hippies that have also abrogated that which Jesus did not abrogate, do away with. Nor did He amend or eradicate in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, if you go to Matthew 5:17 through 18, folks, I've been writing all morning, so this is literally just coming out of my belly. This river of waters, line upon line, precept upon precept. Okay? Jesus, think not that I come to destroy the law. He didn't come to destroy the law. Make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. Think not that I come to destroy the law of the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, Jesus said, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law until it all be fulfilled. I mean, just think about that alone. I mean, these filthy hippies want to create out of thin air terms like legalism and legalistic. Now listen to me carefully. These hippies that promulgate the message of gloom and doom, you know, the end timers? They create out of thin air terms like legalism and legalistic, as if to suggest that when you obey God's government, that it is somehow legalistic. No, for real, you can't make this up, friends. I mean, that's like saying, because I love my government enough to obey the law, I hate my government. Well, this is what they want you to believe. It's legalistic. It's legalism. No such thing, friends. I mean, this mentality is brought to you exclusively by these hippies. They're a bunch of antinomians. They have no regard for the law. They're a bunch of anarchists that are in the church, friends, preaching a false grace is what they're doing. And they are responsible, friends, for the anarchy in which you see today in America. John Adams said it is the church that is called to be the moral compass of society. He said when that goes, everything else goes. I want to tell you something, friends. Personally, I obey because I see what Christ did for me on Calvary in covering my sins. Transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. He washed me through His blood, Revelations 1:5. Unto Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. In living for Him who died for me, 2 Corinthians 5:15, we're called to live unto Him who died for us. And what did He do, Jesus, in magnifying in His incarnate life, His fleshly life on this earth? I mean, folks, He magnified the law of God. Here. I also want to say this, that I would not have been driven to the foot of the cross where it can do no more if it were not for His law to show me my need of a Savior. John 16:8, the Holy Ghost comes in from heaven to preach through His ambassadors, through His vessels, to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's John 16:8. And Acts 20, verse 21 says that He preached repentance before God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The law drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, said D.L. Moody, right on. I'm going to come right back to this, friends, when we get over this break here. We're talking about the end timers, the filthy hippies, and the message of gloom and doom that they promulgate. And I'm here to show you, friends, that what they preach is not in the Word of God. As a matter of fact, it runs counter to the Word of God in so many different ways. Hang on with me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House press secretary is accusing House Democrats of playing a dangerous and shameful game with security clearances.
They're asking for personal, private, and confidential information from individuals that they know that they have no right to see, and they're putting the 3 million people that do have a security clearance at risk.
Democrats are demanding information about security clearances after a White House whistleblower claims the Trump administration overruled 25 denials of security clearances that were made by career government employees. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says allegations of inappropriate behavior against former VP Joe Biden are not disqualifying. Biden is considering a presidential run in 2020, but Pelosi also says that Biden saying, "I'm sorry that you were offended," is not an apology. Two women have come forward accusing Biden, who's expected to run for president in 2020, of unwelcome physical contacts. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand. Thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to let you know, too, friends, we're talking about the end timers, the message that's promulgated from the burnt hippies, the filthy hippies, friends, and they are just gluttons for punishment. They just keep going on with them bad selves, friends, offering hopelessness to the up-and-coming generation. And I'm going to keep going on here, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, nor do I want to say things two times or three times over. So I'm going to take it line upon line, precept upon precept. I was just talking about why the Lord used the cross or the law to drive men to the foot of the cross. You can find it all over the scriptures, and the Bible tells us in Romans 3 that unto the Jews was given the oracles. And who did Jesus go to? The lost sheep of Israel. Those that were broken by the law. The sacrifices of God are what, friends? Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Now going down to Psalm 34, 18, it says the same thing. And when you go to Isaiah 66, verse 2, it says the same thing. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. But according to the filthy hippies, friends, law is just a thing that's out of sight and out of mind. And why? Because it's free love, man. I mean, a lot of these burnt hippies that are preaching from the pulpits have no business being there in the first place. And as I said during the first segment, this is all transpiring today, friends, because of a message that I heard just a couple days ago where an individual was out at a conference, a prophet's conference. And the prophets were prophesying gloom and doom. Well, you know what? There's no question about it. We are under the judgments of God. But if the Lord meant it to be all over with, it would be all over with. See, it's a mercy of God to first chastise and bring judgment into stages. And he's going to, I will say this, he is going to get your attention one way or another. And I also want to tell you, friends, I despise the message that these people give. Why? Because it offers hopelessness. Now, let me not get ahead of myself here. Going back, the end timers, the filthy hippies who promulgate, friends, nothing but gloom and doom. Okay? I want you to listen to what they attempt to abrogate. The law of God. You know, it tells us in Isaiah 42:21, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. This is prophecy of the Christ. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Yes, indeed he will. Then it tells us in Psalm 40, verse 7 and 8, then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O God. Yeah, thy law is written within my heart. Whoa! Bradley, that's all Old Testament. Yep. Let's go to the New Testament. Hebrews 8:10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Okay? So we don't abrogate, do away with the law of God. Friends, we actually establish the law. We establish the law through faith. Romans 3:31. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? Sticking to Scripture. Because the law is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Galatians 3:24. And it's exactly what it says. Here, let me say it this way. Augustine, or Augustine, however you want to say it, said, the law detects, grace conquers. Is he right? The law detects, grace conquers alone. Why? Of course he's right. See, the Bible says in Romans 5, it says, when the law, moreover the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But what is the message of the filthy hippies? Just the exact opposite, friends. Just the exact opposite. Now, I got a question. Does Scripture say faith worketh by love? Why, yes, it does in Galatians 5:6. Let me ask you then, is it then love to withhold faith which brings about the works? No, not at all. But this is the message, okay? Scripture tells us in James 2:14 through 26, brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works, can faith save him? No. If a brother or sister is naked, here's the analogy or parable. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart, be in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give him or her the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? It doesn't profit, friends. It doesn't profit at all. Thus also by faith, itself, if it does not have works, if faith does not have works, if faith does not have works, Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, that apostle, that great apostle that we hear of around the world, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, decade after decade, century after century, for a couple thousand years now, he said that if it does not have works, then it's not faith. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Whoa. You know that the church today, the professed church in America, do you know that they have conferences over this, debating this? I mean, this is craziness. Paul said, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. He said, show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Common sense comes into play here, does it not? But somehow or another, these hippies seem to overlook scriptures that clearly expose their inactions. Matter of fact, let me show you, and this will shed much light that's needed in this conversation that I'm having with you by the Holy Ghost, sticking to scripture as to what I'm talking about. In Psalm 78, 5 through 10, scripture tells us, for he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And why do you keep his commandments? Because you love him, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast, fixed in direction with God. Now here's the kicker, because this exposes the hippies to a T. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. Did you also know, friends, that the Bible tells us that if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, there is no light in them? Isaiah 8:20. See, these people abrogate it. They redact the word law out of the Bible, just like their father, the lawless one, the great deluder, Satan himself. Sons and daughters of Belial. What does that mean? Sons and daughters of Belial are sons and daughters of Satan. They're lawless. Hello? Praise God for law. If we didn't have law, we wouldn't have the freedoms in which we have, in spiritual sense, friends, that Christ fulfilled, Romans 3:31. Yet again, friends, and I hope this liberates some of you people out there that have been deceived by this gloom and doom message. Are we under the judgments of God? Why, yes, we are. There's no question about it. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. But it's not the message that these burnt, filthy hippies are giving you. Folks, these folks gather in the thousands and have become nothing but a bunch of fear-mongering cowards. Read 1 Timothy 1:7 and Revelations 21:8. As a matter of fact, when the judgment of God commences on the day of judgment, the first thing and person and character that's named are those that are fearful. Again, keep in mind, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. They're fear mongers. And isn't it interesting, they push fear, and the first thing they give about concerning resolve is not Jesus Christ. No, that's just life insurance. That's insurance for eternity. That's second to you buying their products. Tell me I'm lying. Folks, some of you people listening to me right now need to understand some of these people that push the fear of man and the fear of consequence instead of the fear of God and departing from iniquity. Isn't it interesting? The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And the Lord says, I lead in the way of judgment in the midst of the pass of judgment. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the pass of judgment. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. Folks, I can't find what these people concerning the Spirit are holding on to. And what they're preaching by outside of that which comes from down under. Literally. Because the only thing I clearly understand in Scripture is that the church is to keep His commandments, to establish judgment, so that we might have righteousness and peace within the gate. And you know what the book of Amos tells us in chapter 5? It says, and those that preach such things will be hated. Yeah, that's exactly right. Hate me. Hate your best friend for telling you the truth. That makes you free. If you're willing to come to the Christ. John 14:6. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Acts 4:12. The list goes on. John 8:36. Jesus said, hey, listen, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. If you go to 2 Corinthians 3:17, it talks about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's a spiritual liberty, friends. It's not licentious. Okay? Or lascivious. But these folks, they gather in the thousands every year. You can hear them on the radio today. Nothing but a bunch of fear-mongering cowards that capitulate and continue to spread nothing short of what's in their reprobate hearts. Reprobate means given to sin. Okay? And what is it? Gloom and doom. How contrary to that of Scripture and the example set forth through our patriarchs. Those that went before us. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Sound defining out is to be without error. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they themselves turn their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. Friends, let's stick to Scripture so that men might be liberated and loose the chains and the bands of wickedness from off of them that have been lied to. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Exposing the end timers, the filthy hippies that refuse to repent and to come to the knowledge of the truth, which is found in the Word of God, which I am clearly bringing forth, and that promulgate the message of gloom and doom. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We're here. But after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers. Well, we can see this all across the board. Hey, folks, there's a whole plethora of things that you want. Well, guess what? There's those hirelings and whores in the American church today that are willing to go ahead and preach to you what it is that you want to hear. All for gain. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 4, 3-4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That's exactly what the message of the hippies is. Fables, friends. This is the age demographic, by the way. I'm not just creating this out of thin air. But I'm telling you what, friends, I'm sick and tired of the hopelessness that these people preach. Here, and this is why, because they can only give what they have received. And what they have received is what they have to offer, and that is hopelessness. And it shows you exactly what they're feeding upon, and it's not the Word of God. It's the blind leading the blind, friends. And it is why they are leading their followers, which should be following Jesus, by the way, John 14:6, into the ditch. and we were warned about it. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians and the Pharisees, their doctrines. Corrupt government and corrupt theology. Matthew 15:14. These, by the way, are the same filthy hippies fueling fear in which only oppress the up-and-coming generations. Hey, I mean, folks, when you listen to their message, I mean, and I've said this before, a lot of times you leave so hopeless, the only thing you want to do is go to the hardware store and get some rope and hang yourself. You're so afraid of what may come. Teaching you to submit to the fear of consequence and the fear of man, which again is a snare. Fueling fear in which they oppress the up-and-coming generations, in which they have in so many ways forsaken decades ago. Twice as much the sons and daughters of hell is what they mean to make of them. Matthew 23:15, just like themselves. This is the same group of people, friends, on one front in the professed church in America today that are responsible for the hell that America is becoming today. Just so you know. They don't preach Christ crucified, 1 Corinthians 1:23-30. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back soon. Right? As if to suggest Jesus, the Lord's going to raise up an army to pull them out of here before the war. You're sadly mistaken. And by the way, P.S., posted script, we know the signs of the times. We can understand that. But Scripture tells us that we are to occupy until He comes, not to give up and offer hopelessness. And the only reason anybody would drink the Kool-Aid is because they have their eye off the ball. They have their eye off the Christ, Hebrews 12:2. And then again, these filthy hippies wonder why they're a reproach, why they're despised by the younger generations. Well, let me tell you why. They've been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and these filthy hippies do nothing but offer up lip service. 1 John 3:18 tells us just the exact opposite. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. I always tell my kids, my wife, my friends, I love you by what I do. Like it or not, that's how I express my love. And like it or not, that's exactly how Jesus Christ expresses His love. Look to the cross of Calvary. And also look to the cross of Calvary and learn the lesson. That's how much He hated sin. Okay? Read Exodus 20 when you get a moment. Exodus 20. And find yourself in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John after you read the Ten Commandments. I also want to say that people need to understand that these filthy hippies, these end-timers that refuse to repent and continuously preach gloom and doom, they're dead in their sins. That's why they preach such a message. 1 Corinthians 15:17. They preach a false grace in which succumbs, being used as an occasion for the flesh, rather than an empowerment that overcomes. Look up the very definition of the word grace in Webster's 1828. It's the power to overcome. The Bible tells us that we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Not succumbers. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith that overcomes the world. 1 John 4:4. 1 John 5:4. Read it when you get a moment. And remember, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. You know, back during the turn of the century, friends, the church, it was common knowledge not to violate God's moral law. All the way up until the 1960s, when the Ten Commandments were posted in high schools across the United States of America, they already knew that God commanded them not to violate His moral law. Right? Well, that's all gone now because of the burnt hippies. And the burnt hippies, you're not only seeing them in the church, but you're also seeing them in the government. These are the ones trying to strip you of your God-given rights. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the very next. And it's exactly what you're dealing with today, friends. It's exactly what you're dealing with today. Both in the church and in the government, it's free love and it's a false love. Okay? They equate their love to fallen man rather than to the risen Christ. And they receive not the love of God that's been shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost. No, they haven't received that. Why? Because they've never repented. Remember when the apostles said to the council of Pharisees, the religious hypocrites that said, we have no king but King Jesus? Remember when it was Peter that said to them, listen, the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey? And they gnashed at their teeth. They were angry with him for saying that. And we know that Jesus and the apostles were dealt with in such a fashion because of the envy of the religious hypocrites. It's the same thing happening today. Folks, these people don't know the line of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. They know death. And they want all that listen to them to embrace the same as what they embrace. Read Matthew 23, verse 27. You know, where did you see or hear in Scripture these burnt hippies, these end timers, exhibit, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Luke 10:19. And when speaking of the revelation given unto the church, Jesus said, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." This isn't their message, Matthew 16:18. Does not Scripture tell us that in 1 John 2:6, that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked? Yes, it does. Well, if you don't walk the same way on the straight and narrow as Jesus Christ leads, then guess what? You're going to end up on the side. You're going to end up in the ditch listening to these people that are reinforcing the message to keep you in the ditch. And Jesus did just the exact opposite. Read John 8:36. Well, then, what did Jesus do, friends? Not what would Jesus do. I got a question for you. What did Jesus do? He said to follow me, Matthew 4:19. In following Christ, what is it that we're taught to do? Well, do what he did. It was, again, Jesus that said, "Occupy till I come," Luke 19:13. It was Jesus that said, "Say not ye that there yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." Hey, I want to tell you something, friends. If you have no desire for others to be saved, it's because you yourself are not saved. And it's not the message that the end time filthy hippies, the gloom and doomers, are giving. Not even close. Not even close. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe," listen carefully, "all things that I have commanded you." Not suggested, but that I commanded you. "And lo, I am with you always, even till the end of the age." Who said that? That was Jesus. Huh. I can't find Jesus telling his followers to sit down and do nothing, and that God is on the throne, and, well, he'll do for them that are unwilling to do for themselves. I can't find that nowhere in Scripture. No, God helps them that help themselves. Common sense. Faith without works is dead. Period. Furthermore, the church is not to limit the Holy One of Israel. Well, what do they have their listeners succumb to, friends? Again, fear of man, fear of consequence. Go to the bookstore and buy their new tape series. Go to the bookstore and buy their brand new books. Resort to them rather than preach the cross and drive men to Jesus Christ. It was one of the greatest compliments I've ever had. Every time I leave church, Bradley, I always have to go search the Scriptures. Well, that's pushing you to Christ. That's my job. If I'm not preaching Christ crucified, then get away from me. If I'm not sticking to the Word of God, then get away from me. Because we have enough of that in the United States of America. We need a clean, pure flow in which the Holy Ghost will bear witness. "To he who hath the Son hath life, and to he who hath not the Son hath not life." And these gloom and doomers, these filthy hippies that are promoting gloom and doom, and these end timers are not preaching that, friends. Jesus Christ and the Father, friends, and the Holy Ghost are the lifters of your head. Okay? Setting a table in the presence of your enemies. He didn't say nothing about snuffing you out and succumb to these false burnt hippies that want to keep you under. This is part one, part two tomorrow.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.